Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Let's be clear as we start this show today. This is a must-win for the Atlanta Falcons. I know many of you are going to say, wait a minute, you told me the other day, Dukes, that the season is long, that we have a lot of more games, that, hey, let this play out. This is a must-win for the Atlanta Falcons. And the reason is very simple. Mark, if we lose on Sunday morning, most people are going to lose all confidence that this team has any hope to do anything. Forget about the division. Forget about the wild card. Forget about the playoffs. Playoffs! This is a must win for the Atlanta Falcons.
I would have to ask if the offense cleared customs, because that's really, if it didn't, then there's going to be a problem. I hope it cleared customs. I assume it cleared customs. I assume that it's in Germany right now. It's not being held up at the airport in some sort of holding cell. As long as it got there, they're going to be okay.
Four losses in a row, tough to swallow. On top of that, you're playing a Colts team who now is chasing a Denver Broncos team who won last night and has the most wins in the AFC. Colts are playing for something. It's not like this is a week to take off for them because they lost last week to the Steelers. So I just feel like when I look at the rest of this schedule, and you're going to tell me, well, we got the division. The division? We're 0-2 in the division. We've got the Panthers, the Saints, the Jets, and Seahawks, and Zeno and I both said all week, that seems like a winnable schedule. Mm-hmm. But the way you get that rolling is you win on Sunday morning. You beat one of, or at least considered to be, one of the best teams in the NFL. We had this discussion if we think the Patriots or the Colts are better. We both think the Patriots are probably better than the Colts as a team. But that doesn't mean anything on Sunday morning. 404-726-0929. As we get a Friday started, guys, we're going to have a lot of fun. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. You can obviously hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. Not only about this game, we're going to talk plenty about the Dogs. BMAC, Brian McFadden, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes from CBS Sports to talk all things NFL. And along the way, we'll talk to Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Hawks have a back-to-back tonight. Toronto, tomorrow, it is the Lakers. And we will go behind enemy lines to find out more specifics about the Colts later in the show.
I think that starting fast is necessary. Game script, right, for this team. Every team plays better with the lead, but for a young quarterback, you're giving him more flexibility and more ability to make mistakes if you have a lead. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. And I'm not talking about throwing an interception. I'm just saying everything doesn't have to be perfect. And for a team that struggled to start fast in a lot of these games, digging yourself a two-score hole is not ideal. If I'm Raheem Morris, I want the ball. I want to go down the field.
Good point.
And I want to score.
You're right. Take
this
the ball.
Is for the first time.
That's right.
I can say this. Again, I've said a couple things this week that I didn't think I'd say. You can trust this defense. Even in its injured form, even without Devine and some guys aren't there and no Leonard Floyd this week, obviously. Still, if I had to ask you right now, which side of the ball do you have more trust in, the defense or the offense? It's
defense.
The defense.
No doubt.
It's the defense. So, you know, I know it's a new thing, and most people would say, well, if you trust the defense, put them on the field first to get a stop. You want the ball in the second half. Maybe, but I also want my first 15 to 20 scripted plays to be executed really well. And somehow, some way, find a way to get Bijan going on the ground. Find a way to get that run game being effective. If you can do that early, everything is going to start to unfold in a much easier fashion.
Do you feel like this is a must-win?
I mean, when you're 3-5, everything is a must-win.
This is a must-win.
If you fall to 3-6, you're talking about you're going to have to run off 7 straight wins.
And that's not happening.
Win 7 of your last 8.
That's not happening. That's not happening. You've got to give yourself a chance on Sunday, and I will tell you that is why this game is so important. I want you to hear Raheem Morris talk about Jonathan Taylor, and then I'm going to let you hear what he had to say, specifically Shane Steichen, about getting Sauce Gardner, because this is another matchup we're going to be watching on Sunday. And you said to Coach on Wednesday when we were up there, you said, is Sauce going to be running around with 5? That's Drake. Is he going to be following Drake? And Coach said, well, last week, Gonzalez, the best corner with the Patriots, wasn't doing that. He was playing one side of the field, and then all of a sudden he was following
Drake. After Drake had a couple of those, okay, yeah, we need it. The Patriot variable said, I'm done watching 5 catch the ball. Somebody go cover him.
And he couldn't cover him.
And he couldn't.
Here's Rod talking about Jonathan Taylor.
He is a monster. Jonathan's been like that since he's come out. He's, I hate to say deceptively fast. You just say that just because he's big. But he is extremely fast. You know, he gets to the edge. He can make it happen. He's got all the gas. You got to tackle him in population. You got to bring a lot of people to tackle this man. And he's one of the better running backs in our football game, if not one of the best, arguably. He's a big challenge, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's fun, but I'm not trying to have fun with him on Sunday. I'm not trying to see him break us off for big runs. Mark said it, explosive plays. I don't need to see all of that. You know what's crazy about this? I'm looking at our record, and I'm going, did I have us winning 3 games at this point in the season? Guys, do you realize it's week 10 in the NFL? We've already had our bye week. Do you guys realize that? We were clamoring for football in July. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Psst. It's already week 10.
Psst.
What?
Last year at this time, you were 6-3.
Don't remind me.
Different quarterback, measly, but yeah, 6-3.
3 measly wins. Are you going to go there? Really?
Why are you bringing up old?
What you going to go there?
I'm just reminding everybody of actual facts.
Why are you bringing up old?
That guy had an opportunity and he blew it.
But now we're not going to get into this conversation.
He did.
Right. Let's
he
move
blew
on.
It. He let's had the job. Let's did, move was on. He not the starter, right, guys?
Now I want to move on. Now I blame myself.
I'm glad you're saying this.
Okay, now I want to move on.
He had the job and he blew it.
All right.
Here's
right.
the deal. 10 weeks in, 3 wins. 3 measly wins. This is one you absolutely have to get. Want to talk to you on the phones, 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Coming up, Brian McFadden's going to join us. I want you to hear Ra also coming up a little bit later as he talks about the environment and all that. Look, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is I don't want to hear any excuses at 12:45 on Sunday. 1:30 on Sunday when these guys are heading back. Zeno, I don't want to hear any excuses about logistics, the hotels, the beds, the food. I don't want to hear any of that. Everybody's dealing with this stuff.
I mean, there's almost a dozen international games. Every team is
everybody,
going through this. I mean,
everybody.
Listen, good teams find a way to win.
Well, Ra was clear this week in saying, you know, coming up with an effort for the best travel and logistics plan. Come on, man. Like, everybody's got to go. Everybody's over there. I don't want to hear any of that as part of the reason why we may falter on Sunday. Let me hear Shane Steichen real quick talk about Sauce, because we were just talking about this. And by the way, their coordinator, and I don't know if this plays out on Sunday, but Lou Anarumo is a man-to-man guy. That's why they want to upgrade their corner positions. They have 2 guys that are hurt right now. One of them's on the IR for the season. He's not coming back. But the Colts are not only thinking about now, they're thinking long-term. And Sauce allows Lou, their DC, to run the kind of defense he really wants to. Here's what Shane Steichen said.
I think when you're sticky on the back end with the coverage guys that we got and adding him to the fold, obviously, you know, that makes the quarterback probably hang on to the ball a little more, which helps the pass rush. And it goes hand in hand. Same thing, pass rush helps the coverage on the back end. So anytime you add an elite player like that to the back end, it's going to help everybody.
Okay, Michael, get rid of the football. Michael, 1,001, 1,002, 1,000. Pull! Exactly right, Big O. Let that thing go. Zeno, he cannot hold on to the rock for 5 seconds and think that this thing's going to unfold.
Yeah.
You sound confident.
Well, I mean, but some of that is on Zach Robinson. Some of that is on making sure he gets the ball out early and finding the route combinations that are going to work. You know, I mean, I don't know how much we've really talked about him getting through his progressions and finding receivers and being able to do that.
I don't think he is. Not consistently.
Yeah, that's probably the best answer.
I don't think he is.
It's weird because the dichotomy between the wins and the losses with this team are so crazy. I mean, you look at him against the Vikings and the Commanders and the Bills, he looks like a different quarterback. The Panthers, the Niners, the Dolphins, like, lost, you know. And last week, I think we'll look back at last week as kind of maybe a turning point of the season one way or another. Either they get off the deck and they get off the mat and come back up and start swinging again and are able to turn it around, or it's the missed extra point that sent the season into a tailspin.
Here's your quarterback, Daniel Jones, yours. Talking about Sauce Gardner, you loved him when he was with the Giants, didn't you?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah, didn't you?
I cried the day they drafted him.
Okay. Here he is talking about Sauce being added to their squad.
Obviously, they believe in our team and what we can do this year. We played well. There's still a lot in front of us, and we've got to go continue to improve and play well week to week. But as players, and you see that movement from ownership, from management and the coaches, I think definitely gives you confidence.
I don't know what to think. I just want to be surprised. Day-Day, we got a couple phone calls there on the line. We do? All right, we're going to take your calls. Stay right there. I know B-Mac's on the way, but we do want to talk to you, and certainly we want to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929. Can I be pleasantly surprised on Sunday? Can I be wowed? Can I be, like, taken back?
Yeah, Ed McMahon could show up at your door with a check for people who are old enough to get that reference.
Yeah.
He's very
you know
dead.
What? Didn't they go bankrupt? If I remember, I did see something about that. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk to B-Mac about all these games. Last night was a real struggle, but the Broncos found a way to get it done. Some big matchups this weekend that have not only division implications, but also conference implications. We'll get into all of that and much more on a Friday. It's Dukes and Bell, Mark Zeno in for Mike. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We got to talk about our comments on our Behind the Curtain show, Day-Day. We got to talk about our comments. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. Also, Big O just told me that something really cool could be happening with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll tell you more about that as well. Right now, we say good afternoon to our man, Bryant McFadden, B-Mac, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. And B, I want to start with these trades this week because it could impact our game. Sauce going up against potentially Drake London. I don't know how Lou Anarumo is going to play him. I guess that's what's going to happen. But what kind of corner is Sauce? Obviously, the Jets paid him that money, but Aaron Glenn really didn't have a chance to evaluate him. That was the former regime. They've got a new regime in place, and they wanted to trade him. Who won out here? Is this a great move for the Colts? Better move for the Jets to get this first-round pick back?
Definitely, it's a great move for the Jets. You get two first-rounders and a player. A.D. Mitchell, a very, very athletic, fast wide receiver that is just starting to figure things out in the National Football League. I count that as a win for the New York Jets because with or without Sauce Gardner, they're the same team, right? They're a bad team. Defense has been bad. So now this is about building for the future. Two first-rounders is a plus. Now for the Colts, clearly that was a significant need for them in terms of secondary play. Also, Charvarius Ward is out. Remember, he sustained that concussion weeks ago in pregame warm-up, so they lack depth and they lack playmaking ability. The issue for me with the Colts, you know, rolling the dice, being ultra-aggressive, can they get the Sauce Gardner that came into the league and took the league by storm? Mm. Rookie year Sauce Gardner was high-level. Since then, he's kind of tapered down year after year after year in terms of who he's been as a playmaker, and also he doesn't turn the football over. You know, that's never been his specialty, creating turnovers, taking Wilson away, giving it to your offense. But hopefully he can emerge to be that guy because, like I said, outside of his rookie year, he hasn't been as dominant as he was his rookie campaign. And for the Jets, guys, think about it. If you can get two first-rounders, almost anyone is up for sale at that point if you can get two first-rounders in return to trade that said player away.
All right, here's the thing. And I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who's a Jets fan last night. You know, the Jets did this and acquired a total of three first-rounders and sold off all their pieces and everything, and they're locked and loaded for a, you know, good draft going forward. If you rewind 3 years ago, they were in the same position that netted them Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, and they just traded them away. So how much – yes, it's good for the Jets on paper, but remember, this is still the Jets making the picks. And I'm not saying they're going to get it wrong, but until they get a quarterback right, that's ultimately what's going to continue to hold this franchise and every franchise back. So you can have all these picks, but whoever they pick to be the quarterback next year is ultimately going to decide whether this move made sense and it netted positive results or not. I mean, you know, the Jets are they're rebuilding the rebuild. Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams are part of the initial rebuild. Now they're rebuilding the rebuild again. So we're not getting anywhere.
So that's the thing about these picks. All the picks they received via these trades. I don't see these moves as a move to draft a rookie quarterback. I see these as moves to draft an experienced starting quarterback already in the NFL. I think that makes the most sense for me.
Well, who are they going to get?
Because that's the thing. We don't know who could be available right now, but we know there will be a name. You know what? I do know a name that's going to be available.
Don't
Kyler
say it.
Murray.
I knew you were going to say it. Don't say it.
He
now,
will be.
Now,
you're right.
Now, that's the thing. Like, Kyler Murray does not really move the needle for any Jets fans, probably. But would you rather have Kyler Murray or Mendoza coming out of Indiana?
Mendoza.
Kyler Murray.
Mendoza.
I think I'd take Kyler Murray.
Me too.
Me personally.
Yeah.
I think I'd take Kyler Murray. I mean, Mendoza, think about it. Mendoza probably wouldn't be the overall consensus quarterback pick if this quarterback class wasn't so bad. I think he's benefiting from a watered-down quarterback class. I'm not saying he can't be a heck of a ball player, but I'm just talking about when you look at the classes that we've seen in years past, right? Would Mendoza be considered one of the top quarterbacks? No, I don't think so. But because it's a watered-down class, now there's going to be a team that's going to be forced to draft him because there's no one else. This is similar to what we saw years ago with my former Pittsburgh Steelers. It was such a bad quarterback class. But guess what? They were forced to do what? They needed a quarterback.
Kenny
they drafted
Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, the Falcons did the same thing with Desmond Ridder, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I don't think this is a bad quarterback class.
It is.
I think it's considering what we've seen in years past.
Now, we don't know who's going to be there, but I mean, between Mendoza, Ty Simpson, who else is at the top of this list here?
Look, to put this point, to put
and,
this,
and look at it like this, real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
The two names you mentioned are 1 year wonders.
Correct. Yeah, to put this in context, though, Zeno and Brian McFadden's our guest. We got other games to get to, but the only quarterback, when you go back and look at last year's class, right, who's the only quarterback that's balling out of the six guys that got picked last year? There's only one guy. And the irony to it is everybody else is sitting the bench. Everybody.
Yes.
Jalen Milroe, Shador, all these other guys are sitting. There's only one guy that's playing. So that's when you start saying how this quarterback class may look come spring. We'll wait. But, B-Mac, I totally agree with you. I don't think any of these guys are wowing pro scouts right now like this is the next best thing. Let me ask you about some of these other games as we get into a big Sunday matchup. And one of those matchups, obviously, is going to be the Ravens. I've been looking at this game because we beat the Vikings. But then J.J. McCarthy comes back. They win last week, and you go, okay, maybe they're going to turn things around. I think the Ravens are like us. They're 3-5 in a must-win situation. They got to find a way to get back into the hunt. What do you think about this game now that Lamar is back?
Man, this is going to feel like a playoff-caliber game.
Yep.
In terms of what's at stake. With the Ravens fighting from behind, now having Lamar Jackson back, they're chasing the Pittsburgh Steelers. They can't afford any other errors. I believe in their offense. I'm still not solely hyped and feel like their defense has found their stride. They had a get-right moment against the Miami Dolphins, and they got right, right? Kevin O'Connell's a heck of a coach. J.J. McCarthy just needs to make the necessary plays. Make routine plays happen routinely. That's what he did last week against the Detroit Lions, and maybe that can build confidence for him in this outing against the Baltimore Ravens. And I talked about the Ravens having no room for error. The same can be said for the Minnesota Vikings. When you look at who they're chasing in their division, they're dead last in the division. They're chasing the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, and the Green Bay Packers. And I do believe that division will get three teams into the playoffs because of how competitive it is. So that's why I feel like this is going to be a playoff caliber game, because it's like a game seven. You lose, you go home. You know, you don't advance to the next round because that's what's at stake in terms of where they currently sit in the entire seeding with the NFC and the AFC.
Let's look at New England and Tampa here, B-Mac. It's an interesting game with the Buccaneers coming off a bye, but there's an argument New England could have lost last week to the Falcons, but Tampa's still a little banged up. How do you see this one play out?
Man, to your point, yes, New England could have lost, but they found a way to win. They found a way to win. And that's something they started to learn, finding ways to win. Remember a year ago with the Patriots, they found ways to lose. And that's the first telling sign of a bad team. Bad teams will find a way to lose a ball game. New England, they're finding ways to win. Coach Vrabel, man, I've always been a fan of his. He can coach some dang football. Josh McDaniels is really, really, he's really unlocked the high-level play in Drake May. And you got some unsung heroes, you know, in the passing game that has emerged. But for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't know if there's another coach that has done a more impressive job than Todd Bowles. At one point in time, they were missing their best offensive lineman, their best wide receiver, their second best wide receiver in terms of experience. Jalen McMillan has yet to play. Their number one running back, their best not interior lineman, but their second best interior lineman, Kendrick Clancy, a slew of guys, and they're still 6-2. That's impressive. But if I had to give a nod for this game, I feel like the Patriots. I think playing at home is the one that's the deciding factor for me, with the Patriots potentially being able to the squeak this one out.
Let's get your thoughts on the Falcons. It's the early game overseas in Berlin. Falcons are a 6.5-point underdog in this one to the Colts, and rightfully so. The Colts have, you know, shown that they have been certainly more consistent than the Falcons have been. But everybody's wondering what team shows up, meaning offensively. Zeno said when we started the show, did they pass customs? You know, did this offense get through customs? what do you think, B-Mac?
Well, we heard they're getting ready for practice on the grass, so they got through customs. The offense is there. What about the defense? Can we not forget about the defense? I mean, the Patriots were almost flawless on third down opportunities last week, which extended drives that led to scoring opportunities. And the Falcons, Michael Penix had a really, really good game. Great game, especially in the red zone in terms of touchdowns. Drake May probably had his best scoring day ever in his career. but they got to be better on third down. They got a situational football. In my opinion, guys, situational football has been horrendous for the Falcons in terms of clock management, in terms of situational decision. And we saw that last week in third downs.
Is that coaching?
No question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's prep. Fridays usually used to be our situational day, right? Red zone. Now, you do third down opportunities throughout the week, but that Friday was your last final prep. These are things that you got to emphasize, because if you're not good in those areas, you're going to lose ball games. And that, even though you missed the missed field goal led to a loss, right? But if you take advantage of some of those areas, you don't get in that situation, because the Falcons played good enough to win except in situational football.
Yep.
Now, for the Colts, you know, Carl, I was there in Pittsburgh, as I told you last week.
Yeah, and by the way, in the footage, man, and the pictures looked amazing, by the way. I know you had a great time.
I had a great time. But what I saw with the Colts, and this is something that the Colts will have to deal with the entire season, right? You believe in them, but you don't believe in them. And the reason why I say that, they're 7-3. 7-3. But you guys know they've only beaten two teams with an above 500 record. Only two.
Yeah.
Only two. And then also, two with the Colts, they're going to have that same cloud hovering over them that hovered over the Minnesota Vikings a year ago. And what I mean when I say that, remember, Minnesota was a great team, winning big-time ball games, but no one believed in them because they felt like Sam Darnold
was going to wet
the bed, eventually come back down to reality, right?
Yep.
And we eventually saw that at the end of the season into the playoffs. Think about it. That's the same mindset with Daniel Jones. He's Indiana Jones right now. He's saving people. He's jumping from tree to tree and flying through the air. But we still feel like eventually he's going to come back to Daniel Jones. And we saw some of that, even though all of those turnovers were not his fault. Just the untimely turnovers surfaced, and we've seen that associated with his game in years past. So for Atlanta, you chasing Tampa. You only one team is getting to the playoffs from the NFC South. Atlanta. And you made all of these moves. Terry Fontenot made all of these moves in terms of being aggressive in the draft to get into the playoffs. You got to find a way to get into the playoffs, and it starts with beating the Colts Sunday.
Great stuff, B-Mac. By the way, for those who are wondering, we were 1-for-10 on third down last week.
That didn't come to the end of the third quarter either, that one.
Hey, Carl,
yeah, man.
I didn't remember the exact numbers. I just knew they were bad.
It's bad.
The Patriots.
It's
what
bad.
Were the Patriots?
8 for 12.
That's losing football.
It is. And that's
losing football.
You're right, and that is why this third down stuff is such a big deal. I talked about first downs, but third down, come on, man. 1-for-10? You converted one third down? Like, so that's valid in what you're saying. We got to run, man. Where are you at this weekend, by the way? Where are you headed?
I'm studio bound this weekend, so okay. I'm not. I don't have any boots on the ground, but I'm studio bound, ready to rock and roll. Great slate of college games tomorrow, and of course NFL and Monday, man. Buckle up your seatbelts. It's gonna be a fun ride.
It really will. B-Mac, appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're coming back. Plenty more to dive into. Those are the things that have to be fixed. And look, when you say these things, and this is what we were talking about yesterday, and I said to Zeno, I read off a list of things and said, tell me if Ra is doing these things. For me, he was doing one of the six things I mentioned. The other stuff got back to this exact thing that Bryant McFadden was just talking about. Prep. Preparation. Small details. And that is why we're losing out on some of these situations. All right, we're coming back. We'll get to the Daily Download. And guess who was named Rookie of the Week? We'll tell you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.